Hi there. It is your very good friend, Tig Notaro, wanting to thank everybody who has watched my brand new stand-up comedy special called Hello Again on Amazon's Prime Video. If you have not checked it out, please do. Let me know what you think and rate it and share it with a friend. Now, please enjoy this ridiculous episode of Handsome.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Cheers.
That was really good, Fortune. This is your friend Tig Notaro, and I'm sitting here with my very handsome co-hosts,
May Martin
and Fortune Feimster. And it's the Handsome Pod.
Oh, yeah, this is the Handsome Pod. Also, we can see Thomas, who I'm a little distracted because it looked like he just lifted up a giant glass of milk to drink from.
Are you drinking milk, Thomas?
What is that?
It's a protein shake, but it's mostly milk. I didn't have time to make the full shake, so it's kind of just milk and protein powder.
Thomas drinking protein over there. Come on now. You working out? You getting your bodybuilding on?
A little bit, yeah.
Before the big wedding.
Yeah, got to get in shape for that.
Cute if you were just drinking milk, though. Just a milky boy having a nice milky snack.
Now I drink oat milk. But not just plain. I don't drink it plain, though.
I'm about to gross you out.
Uh-oh. Okay, what do?
I drink unsweetened soy milk.
Ooh.
And I also have it in my little homemade lattes.
Yeah.
But yeah, completely unsweetened soy milk.
A punishing.
And you do that because it tastes good or it's good for you?
Because it's good for me, and then it, I developed a taste for it, you know? Mm-hmm. It's that thing of, like, once you remove something from your diet, you get used to not having.
I wonder if it's like similar, like if you removed watching any TV or movies from your life, then.
Which I have.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Then you see something like a Tom and Jerry cartoon. You're like, this is incredible because you've removed.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm at the silent movie theater. Tom and Jerry.
I have not watched them in decades.
You're not checking back in with what those guys are up to?
The only animated stuff I watch would be like animated movies.
I can't connect with animated characters, except when those little clips of this podcast, when they were animated, you know, that we post on Instagram, mm-hmm. those I could really get. I would love a full.
Yeah, look, well, we'd like some more
so
of those.
Good. Yeah.
The person's
they're so
like,
good.
This takes 3 months to make.
I'd watch an animated show where it was like under the ocean and we were characters and I was like little shrimp nose and then you were like I don't know.
That
I
would
just
be
cast,
the character May is little shrimp nose.
I cast myself as shrimp nose.
Oh, I thought this was something you saw that somebody made.
Oh, no.
And I was like, send me shrimp nose.
Just another thing I want to pitch to Netflix.
Speaking of shrimp noses, how's your nose, Fortune?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my congestion?
Yes. How are you feeling?
How do I sound?
Like you have a shrimp nose.
I feel fine. I just, this is the lingering
Taylor Tomlinson.
That's left.
I may or may not have caught whatever Taylor Tomlinson had when we did.
I think you for sure did.
Because you guys were making out.
God, no.
Just we kidding. Were.
Not that Taylor's not a lovely person. Tig would know.
How dare you? How dare you?
Anytime there's any like talk of flirtation or hooking up with someone else, you both are the sweetest. You're both like, I would never. But you're both like, may I remind you, I'm happily married. It's really.
I mean, listen, Taylor's very attractive. I'm just a happily married woman.
Well, I told Stephanie that I was accused of flirting with.
Oh yeah, what did Stephanie say? Were you in the doghouse?
She gave me a side-eye glance of like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah. I was like, I wasn't flirting. I was just telling you I was told that, and I want to get ahead of this rumor and let you know. Before it gets to you.
I'm just imagining this one episode of After Midnight ruins our lives.
My marriage falls apart.
And mine falls apart. How'd you get sick?
Standing next to Taylor.
We're like, but it was a great episode.
It was worth it.
Oh my God. I'm feeling better. I just will be glad to sound normal again.
I'll be glad for you too as well.
Well, we can't wait for you to
me and Sarah. Sick and tired of this.
Over here hearing shrimp nose over here.
Oh, shrimp nose.
Shrimp nose.
And what is shrimp nose? Does that mean like a high pitched tiny nose?
It means like your voice is like this, right?
I'm a little shrimp nose.
Yeah, I'm picturing that my nose actually is a shrimp, like a curly little kind of like gonzo.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, it's rancid, yeah. You just got a sleep fortune. That's like really the only thing. I didn't sleep last night. After I did an improv show, and then I went to Alana Johnston's house, we all know and love, who I do improv with Stephanie, and she's so fun. And I just sat, she's got this big dumb dog, like a big pit bull dog called Mia, that just like wants to hug you.
It's basically Alana in dog form.
Yes.
Does the dog do cartwheels around the house?
Pretty much full of enthusiasm for life and just like...
I just met Alana for the first time. I didn't know her.
You guys both have blonde curly hair and you're both rays of sunshine.
And how do we not know each other?
I know.
Oh, no, girl. She was a writer on my show Under a Rock with Tig Notaro.
Oh, yeah, she was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up, I was with her husband and we were sitting... doing something I haven't done in years, which is just like YouTube karaoke, not singing, but like we each take turns showing funny YouTube videos, which is such a weirdly antisocial thing, but it was so fun. And I discovered some new ones. Like, I don't know, if you have time, look up Solid Potato Salad. And it's these three. It's these three.
I don't know if I'm gonna have time.
No, you're busy. You're right. You're right.
if you can squeeze this into your schedule, look up
on the list.
Yeah.
It's these three women from like the 1950s or something, and they're dancing girls, and they're like solid potato salad like that, and then they start doing contortionism, like bending their whole bodies in half.
I do love seeing women from the 50s be silly.
Yeah.
But did they know they were being silly?
What about women in the 40s? Do you like when they're
not
silly?
As much into that.
Yeah. It's not as fun.
When I was at the Groundlings back in the day, we used to, you know, the Groundlings is a sketch comedy school out here in LA, and Stephanie went there. That's where I met Stephanie. And I was in a sketch that these girls wrote where we all played 50s housewives. And we all talked like we were from the 50s. Like, what are you doing, Doris? I'm just here borrowing some sugar. Oh, what a grand day. And like that. So they're doing these, talking to each other, and they go, I just wanted to talk to you about my husband, Randall. He's been giving it to me something awful.
And what does that mean, Fortune?
You're about to hear. And she goes, I don't know what to do when taking it in the back door. She goes, oh, Doris, don't you know?
Fortune!
We all pop out.
Fortune Marie.
In our 50s gear, and we go, back door, butthole. It's the same as a front hole, but it won't put a baby in your oven. And oh my so God. We sing this whole
Virgin Marie.
We sing this whole song about singing back door, butthole.
Oh my God.
In 50s. Oh my God, it was so fun.
There's a conception that I'm the filthy one on this podcast. I think we're learning it's Fortune.
It is definitely Fortune.
There is a side to you, Fortune, and you get away with it because you're so innocent seeming.
Yeah, and just laughs. And just,
don't you think
you know,
that song's catchy? Front,
of course
back
it
door,
is, but it is
butthole.
So Fortune, Marie.
It's the same as your front hole.
First of all, that's incorrect. It is not the same. It is not at all the very different.
God, we should have filmed that for YouTube. It was too good.
I would have been watching it last night and delighted.
Why don't you recreate it?
We might have to. I'll have to call them and say, let's get the gals back together and in our 50s. I had one of those wigs that like goes out and the glasses that, you know, the.
Yeah.
I don't even know. It was so funny.
In my teens, I would do a character called Joanne, and her last name was No Mother, I think. And she had no mother. But anyway, I don't know. I was like 19, and she was called Joanne No Mother, and she wore a long pink gown, and she always had new roommates. And now I think I got to bring her back. I think when I got stressed about my gender, I for a while was like, I got to be handsome. And then now that I feel good about...
Play with it all.
Yes,
now you're legitimately handsome.
Thank you.
On the handsome pod.
I didn't, until we had this pod, none of us were legit handsome.
Why does everyone read into my kindness?
I'm kidding. I go pretty little lady with costumes.
You dress up? Yeah.
I think it's so funny to be like the most feminine version of myself.
Yeah.
I go grandpa.
Yeah, you go grandpa. I would love to see Parvati in drag, like go full boy. It would make
would you be attracted
so
to that
much. Well, I would be attracted to the uninhibitedness that led to that. Like I'd be attracted to the, and who knows, maybe I'd find him hot. I would just find she's so like effortlessly feminine just in the way she moves. Like it's not an affectation, she just like not feminine, like just she's like a sort of Amazon woman to me.
I finally started watching Traitors, and she she wears headbands.
Yes.
Is that a normal, like is she a headband gal in everyday life, or that was for the show?
No, it was like she wanted to be a kind of character on Traitors, and so she wore all these headbands, and now everyone in her life is like, you should start a headband brand. And she's like, I don't know.
I think I have a good question.
Okay.
May, you were a fan of Survivor.
Yeah.
Or still are.
Famously. Mm-hmm.
So you liked Parvati from a distance. Uh-huh. And you're like, this is an awesome lady. She's smoking hot.
Yeah.
She has the sexiest voice in the world.
Yeah.
This is all stuff you've said. Yeah. This is not me being inappropriate. Yeah. I am not hitting on Parvati. Okay. Now she is your girlfriend.
Well, we're heavily involved. Yeah.
Heavily involved. You live together.
Yeah.
Is she now just your girlfriend, or do you roll over and go, oh my God, Parvati is in my bed?
Good question.
Thank you. I had a feeling it was a good one.
That is a great question. I feel like the correct answer would be to be like, she's just my girlfriend. I completely see her as just a three-dimensional.
Parvati's in your bed.
Parvati's in my bed. And I'm still, but you know what? Yeah. It's like a place I can go in my head and tap into that is so fun for me to, remind myself that that's who I'm involved with. I'm just so
heavily involved.
Heavily involved.
I'm trying to think what celebrity I would. Oh, Carrie Russell. That's attractive.
Oh, really?
I think Carrie Russell's attractive. Yeah.
I was not expecting
to be Carrie Russell.
Let's see. Who do I think? Carrie Russell.
Carrie Russell.
Carrie Russell.
We got to get her.
Oh, did
on
that
the
come off the tongue too fast?
Oh, me?
Wait,
who would have been Carrie Russell?
What was she in? Felicity?
Yeah.
Felicity and famously cut her hair off and ruined the show.
Was that a big scandal?
Yes. It was a huge faux pas. People lost their minds.
I didn't watch the show, but in recent years, I was driving down the road and there was a picture of her on the side of a bus. And I was like, whoa, who is that? And Stephanie was like, that's Keri Russell. And I was like, oh my God, she's attractive.
She's yeah. number so, one just because of that bus.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in anything. I saw her on the side of a bus.
Va, va, voom. That's what your so card funny. Did. We've been talking about it on the podcast. I've been treading water lately. Just a few minutes out of my day that I take for myself to do something that's good for me. I wake up feeling better. I have more energy. And you know, small actions like that can have big benefits, like how taking care of your gut can support whole body health. Well, Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just two little capsules a day. Now, I've been using Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic, and it's great. My skin feels better. I feel better. It's just good. So trust your gut with Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/handsome and use code 25handsome to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/handsome, code 25handsome. I'm always on the go, which means I especially cherish those moments I get to relax at home. So if I can shop for groceries from my living room, sign me up. That's where Thrive Market comes in. I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I can use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs. Like Jax often looks for dairy-free, gluten-free, or if you want no artificial ingredients, that's very handy. So not only do I save time shopping as a Thrive Market member, but I also save money on every single grocery order. On average, I save over 30% each time. They even have a deals page that changes daily and always has some of my favorite brands. I love cooking pasta, and Thrive has the Brammy pasta that I really love, and it's better than any other store brand I've tried. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/handsome for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive market.com/handsome. Thrivemarket.com/handsome. So she had this long, beautiful locks in Felicity. Yeah. She was like that girl next door kind of look. And then one day she just appeared with like a short, curly, kind of not a bob, but like a kind of this, but kind of what I'm
she
doing.
Was like, give me the fortune.
But like curlier. And people just are like, nope.
Oh my God.
We are canceling your show.
The show is canceled like 6 months later.
Oh my God. Isn't
that
is depressing?
Insanity.
Where you think
I don't know
I have
that it had anything to do with it, but everyone always
fortune.
Put it together.
Must have.
Yeah.
Because wasn't that like, a popular show?
Yeah. People were like, absolutely not.
But how, like when you're like, I have this devoted fan base and they're like, we love you. And then like, what if we grew our hair super long, all three of us, and we started wearing dresses? Our fan base might be like, you know what,
yeah,
did
they turn on us?
Yeah I think mine
I don't
might.
Know, but people were, it was a cultural shift. It
wow. Like
everyone came together not wanting this haircut on her.
Well, that and that's why I am a wonderful partner, because I don't care about any of that.
See,
I can see her for who she is on the side of a bus. Okay.
Until haircuts do us part.
I remember when my dad shaved his beard, I cried. That's like a common thing with kids, right? Like,
okay, well, when you said when my dad shaved his, I wasn't sure what you were going to say.
You thought I was going to say butthole?
But he shaved his butt?
No, the front.
Balls?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Wow.
Me.
Dang.
Fortune.
Dang.
Well, it's like then as a small child, you cried.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Dada.
I love Jax's long hair. She's like, what if I cut it? I go, I would love you for sure. Like, probably don't cut it.
Probably don't.
Of course,
don't
I would cut. Love her no matter what, but also, like, don't cut it.
I did have, and I'm sure she won't mind me saying this, my ex, Lindsay, one time showed up to surprise me and had dyed her beautiful long blonde hair bright red. And I was 21. I was not a child, and I burst into tears. And I couldn't hide it. I went, oh my God, I love it. And then I start my. No, I went to the bathroom. I was like, I just got to go pee. And I went to the bathroom.
Oh, I got to pee really quick.
Out of my eyeballs.
You just started crying. Like, crying.
Oh, she was like, are you fucking kidding? Are you crying?
Like, I don't even know who you are anymore.
How do you even talk and hang out in that moment at when your girlfriend is redheaded and you're
crying about it like a baby?
I hope she broke up with you right away.
She was pretty pissed. Yeah, we had a pretty awkward night, and then I
got dumped.
And then I got on board with it, and then after a month or so, she did dye it back.
Years ago, I was with somebody. I used to have, you know, my long Dave Grohl hairdo.
Yeah,
and this girl I dated, she was like, don't ever cut your hair. I will not be into it if you have short hair. And I was so itching to cut my hair short.
Because she said that or already?
No, I was just, I think I was already kind of mentioning like, oh, I think I'm going to get my hair cut short. And she was like, don't. And then our relationship was really starting to go down the turlet.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm going to get my hair cut.
Yes. I'm going to nip this in the bud.
Yeah.
It sends a clear message. It's a good,
It's wild what power a haircut has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is still like, after I cut my hair, that I've still just had short hair since that relationship.
Yeah,
I've looked like this since I was 18, so people kind of know what they're getting.
If not birth, right?
I mean, my face has been very similar forever, mm-hmm. but in high school, I had a triangle haircut.
Oh, that's nice.
What is a triangle haircut?
So
you didn't ever have a triangle haircut?
I don't think so.
So it was before I knew what layering was.
Oh, uh-huh. And then
I went to my grandma's beauty parlor for a long time, and
girl,
those ladies,
no, you didn't.
Those ladies did not layer. Okay, uh-huh. So you just let your hair fall as it would, and you just kind of, they would trim it. They didn't layer it to make it curve in.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So we got a layer going on here. It's curving in. So when you don't
old
do
tripod
that,
head.
It's just a triangle.
Mm-hmm. Should we get into our question?
Sure.
Yes, because it's a big deal.
This
it's
is
a very big,
big deal.
It's huge.
I don't think any other podcast has done what we are about to unveil.
Not one.
Not a single one.
Single
we are completing a trifecta of greatness. Not that these people are like Pokemon cards that you collect, but this is huge to have all three. And my good friend and the uber talented Lisa Kudrow asking a question on the pod. Can you believe?
The
cannot
trifecta
believe.
Of the most handsomest ladies ever known in a sitcom massively popular called Friends.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, here, I'll get Jen Aniston to get a question. And then it was like, oh, should we also get Courtney Cox? And then May's like, oh, I could get Lisa. And then...
And I just was like, cool.
I've got Alf on speed dial.
I will say, like, all three of these women, like, when I was maybe 12 or 13 and watching Friends, they were so inspiring. They were so... Mm-hmm. I mean, we were talking about, like, beautiful women who are also very silly and not afraid to be completely ridiculous. It was they were such good role models, all three of them, such amazing performances.
That was like the best, just seeing these cool people be so fun and silly and do ridiculous things.
Yeah.
What's and better than ridiculousness?
She played my mom Feel Good, and I'm a huge fan of The Comeback, the HBO show, which was so ahead of its time. Mm-hmm. So funny.
There's no delivery like Lisa Kudrow.
Oh my
there
God.
Is no delivery like hers.
Smelly cats, smelly cats.
Okay, well, first of all, I remember one of my favorite singers is Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I remember a friend of mine brought me a VHS. They had recorded the end of Friends where Lisa and Chrissy Hynde are singing Smelly Cat.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I was like, oh my Lord. Oh my Lord. Very exciting day for me. Big Chrissy Hynde.
She also,
fan.
A couple of years ago, I think she went on stage with Taylor Swift and sung it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Lisa did?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. What I love about her is she's so highly intelligent. We'll get to the question in a second. But
mm-hmm. I'm just singing her praises right now.
So she plays these wild characters, but she approaches them with like such intelligence. We kind of wrote the part of my mom and Feel Good with like, with her in mind, but we never thought she'd even read the scripts. And then we said that if she said yes, we were gonna, this is a callback to Shrimp Nose in a way, we said if she said yes, we would celebrate, this is me and my writing partner, by going to this restaurant, Prawn on the Lawn, which was like a shrimp restaurant in England. And so when I got the call, I got to call up my writing partner and I went, see you at Prawn on the Lawn tonight. And we were
what a celebration. Well, she's an icon, and she's here on the Handsome Pod.
Yeah, you know her from Friends, of course. She also created, produced, wrote, and starred in the critically acclaimed HBO show The Comeback. You know her from Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion. So many other amazing things. Feel Good. She played my mom. It's Lisa Kudrow asking today's question.
Hi, Handsome Podcast. It's Lisa Kudrow here. So I had a question. That is, so when you're performing or doing a show, you know, in front of people or even this podcast, for example, and you are just not in the mood for it that day, night, how do you get through it? How do you make it work?
Mm, I love that question.
It's a good question.
Because that happens probably a lot.
Really?
All the time.
It's a lot. I would imagine just you get burnt out at some point, right?
Well, and also life is going on. So you get bad news. You're going through a breakup. You're not feeling well. Maybe you have shrimp nose or something, you know. And I remember years ago when I was first starting out, I was opening at comedy clubs and I was managed by somebody that worked at the Funny Bone Comedy Club, you know.
Yeah.
And he managed me and a couple other people. And so I would tour with his other clients. And one of those clients died. And what? I was told that right before I went on stage, you know.
Oh,
and I
God.
Remember being like, here I had toured with this guy. He was so young, so funny. Brett Clausen was his name. Mm-hmm. And and then I just was introduced on stage and had to compartmentalize.
Yeah.
You know? I know, because I feel like now that you guys have these huge profiles and your audience is there to see you, like if you get bad news, you could even talk about it on stage and people have patience for that and they're interested. But if mm-hmm. when you're starting out, you can't go on and be like, well, I'm depressed. Like, you know what I mean? There isn't that same like, and you don't have
forgiveness.
Control of the craft. Mm-hmm. So you don't know you could bring them out of it.
I mean, I guess I also had a more famous experience when I had cancer.
Yes.
And my mother died. But I was kind of in the mood to perform because...
just get out of your head. Like,
yeah. And wait, Fortune, did we talk about this? Weren't we at a dinner right before I did that show? At Carrie Dornetta's house.
Yeah.
And Jamie Babbitt when they were together.
Yeah, we had the four of us had dinner together because they were like, we want you to meet our funny friend Tig. I'm like, I know mm-hmm. Tig's
Wait,
so funny.
That was the same day as that set at Largo.
It wasn't the same day. It was, I think it was right before. No, that stuff I think had happened.
Or no, it had just happened, maybe?
It had happened, and I think I was about to do my show in like a few days.
Oh, the Largo show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
But I was excited to perform because I didn't know if I was going to be alive, you know? Right. And so I really wanted to do stand up and have that experience again because I loved it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I feel like I always know like that once I'm doing it, I'm going to have fun, but it's that getting to the, like when you guys are doing big tours and night after night, like Fortune, do you ever get really just like, how do you snap out of it?
I mean, life happens is the thing, you know, when you're touring constantly, there's going to be things that happen during that. Like my dad came very close to dying
recently.
Yeah. And I had shows like during all of this and. So people kind of knew this was going on. And then I'm like, hey, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, so you just had to kind of acknowledge the elephant in the room of like, you guys know that this is going on. Everybody, I appreciate, you know, everybody being so lovely. We're hoping for the best. And you just kind of have to push through, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because your audiences love you so much, it's kind of, you're like, if you're down, it's like, okay, I could go get this huge love injection. But yeah, if you're just going to some club doing an opening spot and no one knows you and you're like,
yeah,
oh, I could also bomb today, like on top of everything, that sucks.
I had a thing happen early on in my career. I was doing this tiny club and I was dating someone. It wasn't serious or anything, but I was into her and everything was like good, but she kind of was like shifting and I could tell that like maybe she was kind of one foot in, one foot out, but
she was waiting
to, you know, so I was kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop, but I didn't know when or if we could salvage this or whatnot. And she was going to get a job somewhere else. And I was on stage and I had a bit at the time where I had to get out my phone and read a message saved in my photos.
Yeah.
A screenshot, and I got up my phone mid show, and the text from her popped up like she got that job and like didn't want to see me anymore.
Oh,
like basically broke
my
up with me.
God.
Even though we weren't in a relationship, we were dating.
Yeah.
She just was ending things.
Did you tell the audience?
I don't remember if I went to another planet, you know?
Yeah.
And so
was it Uranus?
Yes. And
just eat my ass.
Just eat my ass.
Call back.
I love the show Hacks, and it is back, baby, for season 3. That's right. We are gonna see what kind of antics Deborah Vance is up to this season. She is such a treat to watch. Because who doesn't love Jean Smart? She is so freaking talented. Now, season 2 left off with Ava being fired. If you haven't watched any of Hacks, guess what? It's on Max. You can catch up. And I highly recommend that you do so before season 3 starts. There is also an official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Agnello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. So check out that podcast, but watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So I had to let my brain kind of go into autopilot.
Yeah,
where like my emotions were like hovering above me, but my brain was like doing the words.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was like a out of body experience.
I cancel a lot, which is bad. Like I often give in to the feeling, and when I should probably push through it, because if I go to the show or do the thing, I'll enjoy it. But I have my story like that is I was dating a comedian and who was it was a very bad like it was in England. We lived together. It had been hell. Like she was very closeted and no one knew. And then on the day, so she breaks up with me in the morning and I was pretty sure she'd maybe cheated on me with this guy, but I wasn't 100%.
Yeah.
And so she breaks up with me. So I pack my little suitcase and I'm like hysterical, like really crying crazy amounts. So I go to my friend's house and that night I had to host a fundraiser for her. Because if she'd organized it,
uh-huh.
And she was like, "Can you still host the fundraiser?" And I was like, I guess." And she was gonna be there.
She couldn't and just hold off one day after the fundraiser.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that pressing. Like, oh my god, I gotta get May out of my life immediately.
She probably liked the chaos, right?
I guess. It was extra cruel, and a lot of our friends still didn't know we were together, even though we'd been living together for like 3 years. They knew, but they were like in their
travel companions. Yeah.
So I show up to the show and I'm just like a shell, and she shows up with the guy.
That's cruel.
I know. And she sits and I go up to her. I go, "Are you just arrived with him?" She goes, "Oh, come on. We're not together. Like I'm not." And then she sits with him and puts her head on his lap, like lies down. And I'm on stage being like, "Well, I'm just old weird gay Martin."
She was definitely effing with you.
I think so.
Fortune, please.
I purposely tried to keep it clean.
Fortune Marie.
But yeah, but you just do get through it. Like adrenaline kicks in and you're like, I guess you go on autopilot a bit, but it must have been, I imagine for Lisa, like the schedule of filming Friends, like
when
they're doing 20 episodes a season or something and or whatever it was. And that is a
But didn't they only film one day a week? Not to take anything away from all the hard work you did, Lisa, but wasn't it once a week?
Well, I think those schedules were like you have a table read one day, then another day's blocking, then another day's like rehearsal. Yeah. It's like a kind of like a theater thing every week.
Yeah.
But they were dealing with a lot of chaos a lot because they were like all their lives changed like overnight.
Yeah.
They became like the most famous people on the planet.
That's like us with Handsome.
That's like us, guys. Yeah.
We're the LGBTQ version of Friends.
100%.
We should have called our podcast Friends. Chatting with Friends.
But it
on the Handsome pod. Hear it? Chatting with friends.
Oh. We are literally chatting with friends.
Yeah.
This last 3 weeks.
I know.
But it seemed like from their interviews, they all started to rely on each other a lot. Like. Yeah. They knew what each other was going through more than anybody. So they would just really lean heavily to get they probably got each other through some of those performances.
It is nice with stand up when you know there's a couple of pals on the bill. And even if you're down, you're like, "Oh, I can just sit and vent in the greener." But with acting, that's tough. Even, I mean, I haven't acted that much, but with feel good, like I'm not a good enough actor.
I've acted a lot. If you have any questions.
Yeah. Tig, tell me if you're filming a big breakup scene, like I had to film this big tearful breakup scene and my co-star is a professional. So we're hanging out. She's laughing. She's singing. But I'm like, okay, we're filming this scene in the afternoon, like around lunch. I had to start distancing myself and just like getting in my head. And she's like, "Are you mad at me?" And I'm like, no, I'm like trying to think how I'm going to act at all mad at you. Cause I love you. And then like, we're such good friends. And then I don't know. It's tough. Yeah, but I guess it's just your job, right?
It is. It's your job. And I couldn't have said it any better.
I mean, Tig really hit the nail on the head.
Well, somebody said recently, which I really loved, that's what the money's for. Like when you have any complaint about work, that's what the money's for.
Right,
I know who said it. Rory Albanese. Do you know him?
I love Rory Albanese.
Yeah, Rory. Oh my god. Oh, it's from Mad Men. Oh, okay.
Oh,
or Rory.
Okay, well, Rory. Rory.
That's what the money's for, so shut up.
Yeah,
that does sound like Mad Men.
It's such a good thing to remember when you're complaining or frustrated about work. It's like, right, well, I get money for this.
Yeah, gratitude is key.
Mm-hmm. I had been taught in an acting class early on that when you're having to do like a sad scene or something, I used to think like, oh, let me just channel something sad. I'm going to think about something in my life that's sad. Mm-hmm. And they were like, don't do that because then it cheapens that real thing for you.
Oh, that real life experience.
Uh-huh. If I was always thinking about like my grandmother or something when I needed to be sad for acting, then I'm cheapening that grief, that feeling, you know?
I know good actors are just like, well, I'm in the character thinking about their experiences and what's happening in the scene. But I'm like, no, I got it. I'm going to breakups in my head. I'm listening to sad music. I'm not good enough to.
Do you guys have Lachlan's on?
Yeah. Do you have a sad song that would put you in the? I'll say mine, but it'll cheapen it for me. But I want everyone to feel how.
What is it?
Yeah. What
how
is
sad
it?
They can get? Okay, it's called Downtown, but not.
Downtown. This is the saddest song.
Oh my gosh. Don't you get May crying again.
Downtown.
When you're alone and life is making you. No, it's that would be amazing.
Downtown.
I get the director to blast it. No, it's
this is the saddest song.
It's called Downtown by Magical Clouds. And I think magical is spelt like M A J.
Is this a Canadian song?
Yep. M-A-J-I-C-A-L and then clouds with a Z, of course. But man, it gets me. And I can't listen to it because I don't want to lose it to lose its power because it's really useful.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Well, it's okay to cheapen a song. You know what I mean? That's okay.
Yeah. I was about to film, I said to my mom, I'll use one of those tear sticks sometimes. Everybody,
tear sticks do help. I'm not opposed to tear sticks.
And my mom goes, do you think Tom Cruise uses a tear stick? And I was like, I don't know, maybe, probably. And she was like,
By Tom Cruise, do you mean Tig?
Tig, no, Tig. Tara.
I am not above a tear stick. It's like putting vapor rub under your eyes.
Mm-hmm. It just gets you going, and then you have to still do the rest of the
Downtown.
Work.
Downtown.
Downtown.
When you're alone.
Oh, man, sad song, Bonnie Raitt. Because you can't, I can't make you love me
if you don't.
If you okay, don't. Wait, I don't
Fortune.
Remember the words.
Was that your go to if things weren't working out with a lady?
Yeah.
Would you crank that out?
Go into the shower and cry and say, turn down the bed. Turn down the lights. Turn down the bed. Turn down
these voices. Oh man, the Bonnie Vera.
Lay down with me.
Fallout Boy should do right a cover now? Of that.
I love that I couldn't remember any of the words, but I know all the words and couldn't remember any of them.
Fallout Boy should do a version of Downtown.
Oh my god, Downtown. They do a good version.
When you're alone and life is making you
like that.
Yeah.
Go downtown.
But you know, the thing is, if this is your job, which it is our job to perform and it is our job to act, it is our job to make people laugh. It's like a lot of people don't feel good or going through things and they have to go to their job.
Yeah.
They have to do their job. So we kind of, at the end of the day, that's what you have to do. You just have to kind of push through and do your job.
That's what the money's for.
And then you go home and cry or stare at a wall or whatever it is and just deal with it then.
Also, I'm a hugger. I really do find I'll just ask a crew member for a
there you go. Listen.
I was premature. I was in an incubator. I wasn't touched enough.
You need touch.
I gotta get hugs.
It's your love language.
I feel like you've been touched enough at this point.
It'll never be enough.
I feel like you've tapped out with touches.
I don't think May's tapping out with touches. You still gonna like the touches.
You know what song I really like? I know you don't like the Beatles, but
I do.
I don't.
I know you do, but Fortune.
Like
hey, come on, cork it, shrimp nose. In My Life.
Oh yeah, that's a fucking great one.
My life, I love you still.
When I got kicked out, I listened to She's Leaving Home by the Beatles and got real emo. Also, Elliot Smith will get me there.
They're leaving home.
All my life when I'm with you.
Hey, oh, Fortune.
Is that how it is?
If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all, okay? If you can't sing anything nicely, don't sing anything at all.
Also, Shelter from the Storm by Bob Dylan.
That's good.
Yeah, or Don't Look Twice.
Don't Look Twice, I think. I might have said this before on the podcast. I think that's the best song, Don't Think Twice. If you're going through a breakup or a broken heart, listen to Don't Think Twice, either the Bob Dylan version or the Dolly Parton version, which is a peppier version. But the Bob Dylan version is when you're really in it. Don't Think Twice.
I got the title wrong. Yeah. You can look twice, but don't think twice. Yeah.
Don't Think Twice is the perfect song to get you out of your funk if someone's broken up with you.
And can you guarantee this?
I'm telling you, listen, if you
listen Stephanie to the words, leaves me, you're saying I just put that song on.
You'll still be sad because that's, I'm talking about a more like a relationship that's more like you're just dating and not like a marriage.
Like me and the woman I'm involved with.
Yeah, like that. And because if you listen to the words, it's like, ain't no use in calling out my name, girl. There's something.
Gal.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no use in calling out my name, gal. I don't remember the words now. But
neither does he.
But it's like
he never knows his own words.
You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice. It's all right. It's just saying like I'm bummed and hurt, but also like it sucks.
Off I go.
But I'm gonna be fine.
There's one line in Don't Think Twice that always disturbs me a bit, that takes me out of it a little, when it's like, I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I'm like, okay, well, if people are telling you that's a child.
No, he's saying.
He means emotionally.
Fortune Feimster interprets Bob Dylan. That's a new segment on Handsome.
He's just saying that he thought it was a woman, but she was immature. Acted like it's not an actual child.
I'm just joshing.
Or something else. But
don't think twice. It's all right.
It's all right. What about the Elton John Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters?
Mm-hmm.
That song. Do you know that song, May?
No.
Oh, well, do yourself a favor and look up Elton John's Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters.
I've said this before, but... Mm-hmm. The only reason the Mona Lisa is a famous painting and people think she's mysterious is because she has no eyebrows. And I didn't realize that till this year. And then when you go on, you draw eyebrows on her. It's just a normal, pretty good painting, but nothing special.
My son Max wanted a print of that for Christmas. He got it and he hugged it. He was so excited.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's got a little print of Mona Lisa.
Well, speaking of Lisa, should we listen to Lisa's answer?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Oh, do I have to answer that? Oh, okay. Well, for me, I mean, I don't do stand up, but I mean, I think it works for everything though, right? That you don't feel like doing. I make it about the other person and that it's something that it's bigger than me. It's not for me. So I just focus on the audience, you know, the up to two people who are interested in what I have to say. And focus on that so that I can be present and do it. And then I'm not in the mood anymore.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did any of that make sense?
Oh,
well, yeah. You
don't get upset, I guess.
Her delivery kills me, first of all, of even that I found hilarious. But yeah, completely. Like, you get so in your head about acting and then it's like, oh, there's another person in the scene, first of all. And then, the audience, like...
They paid to be there. They showed up for you.
That's what the money's for.
Yeah. And
bigger than you in that moment.
I have such a pet peeve of when comedians, like, tell an audience, that was funny. You should have laughed at that. Like, you're... Mm-hmm. And because very rarely, like 1% of the time, that's true. It's just like a weird dud audience, or but that's your job. Like, you know what I mean? You probably you probably said it wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, I try not to ever blame the audience.
Yeah,
I mean, I try not to. Sometimes I walk out going, "Ugh, that was a rough one.
Yes, a rough one.
Don't know if it was me or if it was them, but that was a rough one."
Yeah, or if it was the four bachelor parties who were.
I did laugh thinking about the when we had the Indigo Girls on our show, asking the question. People kept quoting Tig's bit, being like, "Are they really gonna ask a question? Or is Tig just messing with us?" That would have been pretty funny. We were like, "And here, asking the question is the Indigo Girls," and then the.
Nothing, and then it's not teasing it. We keep getting sidetracked.
Thank you for promoting my Netflix special. Happy to be here.
That's right.
Okay. If you like the Indigo Girls, you might really like Happy to Be Here on Netflix.
And then at the end of the day, if we're not feeling something, if we're there's a heaviness happening with us, or we got someone's got their heart broken, you lost somebody, like sometimes you just can't push through, but then other times if you do push through, then maybe by the end of that hour you've gained something too. Like there's some positive moment, you made eyes with somebody that looked happy, you heard that laughter, and so at the end of the day you can come away more fulfilled from that experience as well.
With this podcast, I mean, I'm you know, even if you're like, "Oh, I'm tired today," then you don't know. You might be talking about Shrimp Nose. Fortune might sing something.
Yeah, I had no idea Shrimp Nose was going to be introduced to in my life.
I mean, I wasn't feeling well today. And I was like on the couch, like, "How am I going to get through this day?" And then I come on here and we laugh and it's fun and I feel good.
Yeah.
Well, feel good. There you go.
Also, you can be seen on Netflix.
Thank you. You can see Lisa being amazing. And also, she's like, "Whoa, are you going to disagree, Tig?"
No.
That's what it sounded like. Well.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, she improvised some really funny stuff, too.
Oh, that's cool.
She's a funny, funny lady.
And that completes our unexpected trifecta that we were so excited to roll out.
Yes.
We thought how funny it would be for people to be like, "Surely not."
I mean, what a podcast.
Charlie, I mean, truly.
What a podcast.
What a podcast.
Who
what
else is bringing podcast? You the trifecta lady friends?
What if we find out a lot of shows brought the friend trifecta?
Have three of them?
Yeah, what if we find out that's kind of the main thing?
It's
that
hacky.
They only agree to do podcasts if all three of them can do it.
Consecutively. And if you're watching this on YouTube, I just want to point out that there's some kind of spirit around my head. I don't know when this happened, but
it's
there's
a halo,
an oval,
it's like
of
an
light.
Orb.
There's
see it
spirit
now.
Guide, yeah, like around my head.
Do you think it's my grandma?
Why would
it
be
might be
grandma?
Like Mork from Ork?
Why can't it be
my
grandma?
Like, that's pretty cool that you don't use my memory to act and cheapen.
She's
that.
Like, "I'll just visit May.
I'll
just
May.
Sit on May's face."
Hey. She's like, "Eat my ass.
May likes touch."
Give me more touches.
Wow, that is pretty trippy. It is a true orb your whole face right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pretend that it's Fortune's grandma giving me a hug. And
if it's not my grandma, which jury's out, who would you like for it to be?
Sitting on your face.
Sitting on my face.
Don't say Carrie Russell.
That's no. Hey, she's yours.
Okay.
I was gonna say my grandma, but now you said the sitting on your face thing. I'm gonna go Marilyn Monroe.
Whoa. Okay.
I think she was so misunderstood in her life, and I've always wanted to sit down with her and have a little
on her face.
Sit and give her a cuddle.
Yeah, she did seem to get the short end of the stick in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. I'm a deep Marilyn Monroe fan.
Well, this is your chance, bud.
Oh, God. She's in the room with me. I'm stroking.
She's on your face.
She's on
May's stroking the orb right now.
I really
Fortune.
Am.
Fortune!
You guys do have to, after you're done with the audio version of this episode, I would like for you to go on our YouTube page and you can watch the whole thing if you want. It's up to you. But go to the end and watch what's happening right now with Maze.
Look at Marilyn Monroe sit on May's face.
It's pretty wild. What could it? Yeah. Because it wasn't there.
It wasn't mm-hmm. there. It's just appeared.
Until
it's
very... like a minute ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is no scientific explanation for this.
I feel we've come to the end of the road here on this episode and the friends, the gal friends trifecta on Handsome Pod.
Thank you again for joining us.
Yes. And thank you to Lisa. And also, if you could take just 1 second. I know you hear us say it all the time, but take 1 second of your day to subscribe to the audio podcast and to the YouTube page. And give us 5 stars, give us a nice review, tell your friends, share an episode, share 3 episodes, share Jen's episode, Courtney's episode, and Lisa's episode.
Yeah, you why know? Not?
Why not? That's because what the money's for.
I'll be there for you. Yeah, I still don't know all the words, but I do know that I'll be there for you.
Do you guys have any...
I'd like to plug my butthole.
Fortune!
Oh, my God.
Fortune. And my stand-up dates. I don't have many left. But you can come watch me film my special in Seattle, April 13th at the Moore. I'm also going to be at the YouTube Theater in Los Angeles. Yeah, May 11th. And then Massey Hall in Toronto, May 18th.
Nice. I'll be at a Dynasty Typewriter April 19th and Largo April 28th. And go to tignotaro.com for any other local Los Angeles shows or anything TIG related, to be honest. And also don't forget to watch my new special, Hello Again, on Amazon, directed by my lovely wife, Stephanie Allen.
Hey.
I'm going to be at Largo at some point in April, and I don't just check out Instagram always. And also in early May, I'm at doing the Netflix is a Joke Festival with Brett Goldstein. I think there's an extra night added and some tickets available. So check that out. And yeah, if you like this pod, check out Feel Good on Netflix to see Lisa Kudrow in action playing my mom and just being hilarious. Love you
and
guys.
And until then...
Keep it.
No one, huh?
No one
keep
said it back.
Oh, wait. Oh, I thought you were saying that to the fans. You were saying it to us?
Saying it to you
wait,
guys,
what did you say
we love
to
you.
Us?
I said, oh, we love you guys. Yes,
for sure yeah. We love you.
Yes.
Wow, I thought weird. You were like, love you. Watch Feel Good. Love you guys. I thought you were saying
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I thought you were talking to the listeners. I didn't know that you
but
were
no. hey,
hitting
May.
On both of us.
May, we love you.
We love you, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Well, and, until then,
keep it handsome.
Handsome is hosted by me, Tig Notaro, Mae Martin, and Fortune Themester. The show is produced, recorded, and edited by Thomas Ouellette. Email us at handsomepod@gmail.com. Follow us on social media at handsomepod.
What a podcast!
What a podcast!
What a podcast!